This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, it's the 16th of March, 2020. Hi, Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schiller. Not much to talk about because not much going on. So you want to take the rest of the day off, ladies, or what?
You know, my mom is so funny. I was just telling the ladies, my mom's like, so do you have to work tomorrow? I said, Mom, we self-quarantine on this show all the time because we're in different studios.
No problem working together. Are you ready to work from home? The virus and its aftermath, and I guess the president, the vice president, as a Freudian slip, and Mr. Sanders meeting for the first time. That's an item of interest for sure. Federal Reserve has slashed interest rates to zero as part of the situation that we are having to live with, the first time that I think I've felt strange in my life, but I don't know that I've felt any stranger than I feel right now, honestly. I've been up most of the night packing all of my things. As soon as we're off the air today, I'm getting in the car with Daisy and heading east.
I was wondering if you were going to get ahead of this, because I think certain routes, Karen and I were just saying, you know, probably L.A. to New York, L.A. to Boston, New York to D.C., Boston to New York. Those are probably major routes that are going to be cut off soon, if not even this week.
Well, once you get on the road, I kind of researched this. You got a Massachusetts driver's license and you're headed.
Oh, no, I'm driving. You're fine. I just meant flying. I was thinking about flying. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't go. A friend of Brendan's, who is a friend, not a friend of mine, but I certainly know him, who just finished 2 weeks ago shooting the newest Agatha Christie remake movie in England, flew to New York and was started first week in a play on Broadway. And Friday night, the play got shut down.
Yeah.
So three or four of his friends went to the airport and tried to get on a plane to go from New York to Los Angeles. They stood in line for 8.5 hours before they even got to the counter.
Wow.
After that, they waited for another 8 or 9 hours, according to the way the story is told, before they got onto a plane. When they got to Los Angeles, they stayed on the plane for, they couldn't, whatever it was that kept them from getting off, they didn't get off and through and out of the airport for another 7 hours. So it is a national nightmare. And the idea of working from home, something that conceptually a lot of people do, some people have never done. I've done it most of my life, actually, in bits and pieces or a lot of it, so I don't have a problem with it. I don't conceptually have a problem with it. But the town, the city of Los Angeles, like a ghost town, Jennifer, I don't know whether you felt it on that side of the hill. I didn't go over there over the weekend, but even...
I didn't. I went to the grocery store, and it certainly didn't feel like a ghost town unless you're talking about the shelves.
Right. Before I made up my mind that I was going to leave yesterday, I actually did go to the grocery store, and I started laughing as I was walking up and down the aisles, because it reminded me of when I was a child, when there was a huge snowstorm, people would run to the store, and they would empty the shelves out. And the lady that checked me out of the store, the Whole Foods over on Lincoln, I said, so how are the people as they come through the line? She said, some of them are wonderful and some of them are awful. And I said, so how do you deal with the people who are awful? And she said, I just ignore them. Which I guess
is probably
really
true all the time.
Yeah. There have been some really awful stories. Like, a friend of mine got shoved, physically shoved by a man trying to cut her off online. While she was in the store, she witnessed another older woman literally snatching a product out of a younger woman's hands, basically claiming that she needed it more. People just really need to take a breath.
I actually found the opposite. At my Ralph's, and I laughed because it was like all I could do on Saturday. Like, I had to come home and take a nap because it's just a lot of people. But other than it being a lot of people and a lot of lines, everybody was kind of talking to one another for like the very first. How often do you just walk into the grocery store and everybody's just in their own tunnel, not talking to anybody? Everybody was talking. This one guy who was, I was just trying to get Cascade from my dishwasher because, believe it or not, I just had to go to the grocery store for the week, not for just, you know, hoarding supplies.
Yeah.
And so I was just trying to get some Cascade from my dishwasher. And as I was turning the aisle, at the end of the aisle is where they keep all the tortillas. And the tortilla thing was, there was nothing to be found on there. And this guy was kind of looking at it, older gentleman, but not, you know, not super old. He was kind of looking at it. And I said, oh. He goes, well, if you need tortillas, he said he's coming back with more. And I said, oh, no, I'm just getting some dish soap. He said, you know, I'm not worried about all this food stuff. He said, I have a whole elk in my freezer and a 260-pound tuna. Okay.
Great.
Thanks for sharing, sir.
Thanks, Daniel Boone.
So our job here is to make people feel okay. I want to be relentlessly positive. I would like to be ruthlessly practical with the information and the advice that we have. Hopefully some of it will be stuff that you haven't seen or heard or thought of in our experiences the last few days. Perhaps.
Well, that's why I'm worried about you driving a little, Dougie.
Why? How else am I going to get there?
Because what if they start... Okay, so they're already closing restaurants and hotels. How are you...
Takeout. There'll be takeout everywhere. You'll be able to get takeout. I'm not worried about that. And you know what? I got enough stuff here that I can bring that's not perishable that I can chew on if I have to.
And what about places to stay? What if hotels close down?
Bob says that he's working on that. I'm pretty much going to do the reverse route. Matter of fact, Carrie, you may be lucky enough to see me on Friday morning. Depending on
I was
going to
invite you over this weekend for a quarantine dinner. I made dinner for
I'm socially isolating. No one else is allowed in the studio with me, so I'll wave to you when you walk past the glass.
I actually made dinner for my dad on Saturday. I made whole wheat pot, like a veggie whole wheat pasta. And I was like, I should have invited Doug over tonight.
Yes, you should have, because I wasn't doing anything Saturday.
And my dad goes, yeah, we should have. He's like, next weekend. So you're now blowing my whole weekend plans.
Yeah, not next weekend.
Jeez.
Adios. The world has shifted. Your child's schools are closed for maybe a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months. Universities have moved online, and many of the people that I know in the radio world, I was talking to Rich McFadden yesterday about how we do this under the circumstances, and he said, well, the four or five essential people like Kara and Al and the others that actually get the programs to the uplink, they'll be there. But I wonder how many people actually are wondering I'm wondering who's going to pay their bill, who isn't going to pay them, you know, all of the things that entrepreneurs concern themselves with. And then when I think about that, I think, you know, there are a lot of things that have happened to all of us in our lives, and those things have passed. Interesting, Victoria, because you and I, a week or so ago, got into it about 1918, and now as things progress here, more and more reference to that, especially people who have family that remembers that thing that happened. And one of the questions that came up over the weekend in one of my circles was whether, because 50-some-odd million people died in that, is it possible that 50-some-odd million people would die in this? My gut reaction is, depending on how truthful the Chinese are, I don't believe that the number... I just don't believe it. My sense doesn't believe that it will be that number. But, you know, one of the good things is that America and other countries are sort of taking the lead. America may not have been out in front at the beginning as much as maybe it ought to have been, but that's Monday morning quarterbacking. What the hell difference does that make now? I think we're doing a lot of the governor of Massachusetts, a lot of governors on their own, New York, Massachusetts, some of the East and West Coast governors. A lot of people in the Midwest still think this is kind of a joke, And the parties that went on over the weekend.
I think we're way out in front of it.
Yeah, we are kind of now, I think.
I mean, think about how many people.
I don't think so at
all. Think about the death toll. What's the death toll? The death toll is 50. So, or not even, actually. I think I'm overestimating.
But we just don't even know how many people are really infected yet because we haven't tested. I think the numbers are way higher.
I think the number of cases
is low,
but I think the death toll is solid. For instance, Jeff works at a huge Kaiser facility in Los Angeles. They don't have one diagnosed case of coronavirus, and they do have tests. My mom's like, well, they just don't have tests. That's why they don't have them. I said, no, they do have tests, and they don't have one diagnosed case of it. There are still hospitals all around at least California that I know of that haven't had at least one diagnosed case, and they do have access to the testing kit. So I think what we're doing right now is trying to grossly overreact. In fact, that's what Dr. Fauci said over the weekend. Yeah, he said, I want people to think we're grossly overreacting because what they're trying to do is tamp down the curve of the coronavirus. There's a really good article, and I'll post it, and I'll see if we can get it up on the DJV show site, that talks about what we're doing right now. And what we're doing right now is pushing down the curve of coronavirus cases. And so that's why everything is closing. That's why we're taking such extreme measures, is to try to get ahead of all of this. So I don't know if it's a time for panic. There's nothing that you can do other than just live your life.
Panicking is going to be a no good whatsoever. Yeah, there's nothing.
And it doesn't mean because you're staying home that this is a death sentence. In fact, we're safer, I think, probably today than we were last week at this time because every state has really gone taking extreme
measures.
But
the problem is, though, so many people are not, they're not self-quarantining. I live on the shore in New Jersey in Long Branch, and it you wouldn't believe how many people were out and about. There were people swimming in the ocean yesterday. There were people without wetsuits. I mean, there were so many people just out and about and in restaurants and
They're closing.
In New York City is doing the
gym.
Same thing. Yeah, gyms, like every
restaurants,
everyone,
gyms, movie theaters, everything in LA is closed now. So
it hasn't happened here
option.
Yet. Yeah, and it hasn't happened here yet. And in New York City, it still hasn't happened. And
no,
people are out treating
it
like it's just, but
they closed
people are
New
still
York
going.
City last night.
Yeah, I know, but my friends in the city are still saying that people are out in mass numbers, and it's not something
that New Yorkers are
taking that seriously, and it's a problem.
Well, every bar in Los Angeles was loaded with millennials thinking there was a big party.
Exactly. And that's in Ireland, they had to shut all the pubs down because people were just going out and not adhering to any of the, you know, keeping the count less than 100.
Yeah,
and so they had to shut down all of Temple Bar, which is like the whole section of Dublin that's just all pubs, and because people just are ignoring it. It's a big, big problem. And, you know, we've got cases. There's a Monmouth Medical Center. I can see it out my window. It's like less than a half a mile. And there were 5 cases that popped up this weekend, and there are people in there ranging from late 30s to mid 50s. So this is, I think that the numbers are absolutely going to spike, and I think that the next cluster on the East Coast is going to be right where we are, because everybody around us, these are all summer homes, and they're all Manhattan people who are now here, and they're probably carrying the virus. So I expect very soon, within the next week or so, we're going to find that this area in Long Branch is like a new cluster, because everybody has opened up their summer houses early, and it's just all New York license plates, and it's lots of germs that have been traveled around. So I don't think that we are ahead of this at all. I think we're way behind.
Well, everybody has their own opinion about things, and what we need to do is sort of figure out how we can help people more than anything else. If you haven't got a month's worth of food and water in your house, you better get it today.
Well, no one needs water. That's a big myth. No one needs to buy bottled water because the water supply is not affected by this, and people are going nuts, and it's just creating more plastic and more pollution. You don't need to buy water. But groceries are a huge problem. Lewis and I are going out today to go grocery shopping for my parents because I don't want them out anymore. And there are no items left on the shelves. There's no chicken. There's no turkey. There's no meat. There's no dairy. There's nothing. We have, if we do get the virus, which I'm not really worried about Lewis and me getting it, but if we did, we don't have a single amount of disinfectant in our entire apartment because we can't find any. You can't even buy a bottle of isopropyl alcohol. It's just there. It's all gone. It's a national shortage. It's a problem.
There are a lot of problems. One of the things will happen is the stuff will shake out one way or another. And so, again, I want to try to figure out how we make it through it ourselves and help people to make it through it. A lot of drastic measures, and that focus will continue. Plus, the Biden a Bernie deal as we continue next half hour. 21 half the hour now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Music of the focus here on the DJV program. Jennifer and Victoria, Kara and Doug, and you with the 23 after the hour being the reality here on Monday the 16th. We're halfway through the month of March. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. I think that'll be kind of a dud this year. The Academy of Country Music Awards, also a dud, at least for the immediate future, was scheduled for April the 5th. But now it's been postponed and be rescheduled for September. A lot of things are going to go down that road, I think. The awards, a tentpole event for our country music industry and the Academy of Country Music. They've gone to great lengths, the Dick Clark folks, to find a safe solution for the show. Damon Whiteside, CEO of the Academy of Country Music, said that they're going to continue. We certainly will focus on honoring the artist community, but not now. The decision involved a lot of partners, stakeholders, the industry. We have been in constant conversation with over all of the last, all these people over the last couple of days. Situation continues to develop. We look forward to identifying a future date that we can celebrate with our country music community. The event was to take place in Vegas. Keith Urban had been announced as the host. Mr. Urban and Ms. Lambert, Miranda Lambert, Lindsay L. L. King, Ashley McBride, the Tennille Towns folks expected to perform at the awards event. Maren Morris, Thomas Rhett led the competitive pack with 5 award nominations each. First-time nominee Justin Bieber got 4 nominations for his work on 10,000 Hours with Dan and Shay. At last year's event, Reba hosted, and the Who's Who of Country stars performed, including Florida Georgia Line, Jason Aldean, Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood. So that's something that it'll happen, but won't happen when, like anything else. Nothing's going to happen.
The second half of this year is going to be really busy.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Parades every week, yeah. and concerts and festivals.
Yeah. Speaking of Reba, her mother has passed away. She was on Twitter over the weekend to announce that her mom, who was 93, her name was Jacqueline, passed away. She'd been battling cancer. She said, quote, our mother Jacqueline McIntyre made that wonderful crossover into heaven today. She wrote alongside a picture of her mother. She had a wonderful, full, healthy life, was absolutely ready to go. She added she was ready to see our daddy, our mama, and daddy and all her family and friends. Down here, Alice, Paige, Susie, and I, grandkids, great-grandkids, all got to visit with her either in person or over the phone. We are very thankful for all the prayers, cards, calls, visits. The caregivers had huge hearts and the time God gave us with Mama. McIntyre then asked her fans to donate to her charity rather than send flowers. In lieu of flowers, the family lovingly asked that memorials be sent to the Reba McIntyre Fund to benefit the Jacqueline McIntyre Library Fund. Donations can be made online. Reba recently postponed her tour because of the concern over the obvious. So I think you'll find a lot of that stuff. Yeah, and that brings up, people are wondering how long this is going to last. I think a lot of people are trying to figure that out by looking at Italy. Everything is different. Everything is unique. But you're going to have to change the way you do things for a month or so. I think there's no question about that. Kids are home from school. Parents who don't have, people are just not going to their jobs unless, like Walmart's restocking, is shutting the stores down, at least to not have 24-hour stores. I think there's a lot of that going on and will go on. So you just have to take a deep breath, think about what's most important to you, and hopefully that's not going to be partying. There's a maturation period. It may be shortened up a little bit for some people who think that this is all a joke because it's turning out to be not bad at all. At any rate, food for thought, lots of it here at 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It just happened minutes ago, but to me it makes me very happy. And I want to congratulate the Federal Reserve.
President Trump praising the Fed for dropping interest rates as part of the country's coronavirus response.
For starters, they've lowered the Fed rate from what it was, which was 1 to 1.25, and it's been lowered down to 0 to 0.25. In addition, very importantly, the Federal Reserve is going to be purchasing 500 $100 billion of treasuries.
Now, as for the virus itself, Dr. Anthony Fauci from NIH, a guest on ABC's This Week program, on how long it will last.
Several weeks to few months. With China, they went to their peak and they are coming down right now. There were, just a day or so ago, 11 new cases in China, which is minuscule compared to where it was.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
So it's 34 after the hour, Monday, the 16th of March. Listenership is shot way up on this program and others as I took a fresh look at what's going on. A lot of radio stations, especially obviously the news talk stations, seeing a doubling.
Our new tagline is, when you're home and bored, listen to the DJB show.
Well, when you're looking for answers, I'd like to think that people would come
and secondary.
Listen to how to we'll make it through. The dogs and cats that are around, that's another focus. Keep them clean because they could be carriers too. I had Daisy had a nice bath yesterday, cleaned everything up. I think that that's part of, you just have to think about everything that's around you, much as anything else. I'm looking at some of the reports from Iran this morning. They've had a huge jump, and again, they're lying bastards just like the Chinese are. Mm-hmm. So whatever they say, probably multiplied by two.
Well, their whole government has gone down. Their whole government is sick.
Yeah, well, maybe that.
Don't you remember the health minister was up there like, oh, no problems, as he's going, and he's coughing his brains out, and then the next thing you know,
smokers.
He's got coronavirus.
Yeah, they're all big smokers, and so are the Chinese, so that's why I said it doesn't help at all.
Mm-mm.
So Dr. Fauci says that the lockdown shouldn't be ruled out, and that's so if you're going to, I think if that happens, then I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about that sort of thing because I think you can get that on the news.
They're talking about a national lockdown because right now in California, right, we're for all intents and purposes pretty locked down. But
yeah.
And in New York, the same thing. Just last night, everybody seems to be locking in, trying to lock down. But I think the reason it's a little different, Italy is much smaller than the United States. In the United States, they're doing fine in Alaska. Why would we lock down Alaska? Why would they have no cases?
Yeah.
So why would we do that? It's much harder to just say nationally with so many different, it's so many different areas of climate and different things in this country. I don't know why. I think it's almost impractical to do something nationally across.
Well, I thought it was interesting that the reports, I went to bed kind of late last night, and at 11:48 p.m., the National Security Council tweeted that text message rumors of a national quarantine are fake. There is no national lockdown.
Right.
This was already going around all over social media that the national lockdown starts Monday
Fauci
morning.
Fauci started that. He should have put it a different way, I think.
Probably. And I think that did scare people. There were lines. There were people posting pictures last night of lines at the gas station because people were running out to fill up their tanks.
I went over
that today.
To
the, it's kind of nuts.
I went to the Costco. There were no people in the line. It was $2 for here. I'll tell you something. One of the shames, a shamefulness, if you will, these bastards in these oil companies are still gouging. You know, the oil is $30 a barrel, and the price of gas should be half what it was last week, and it's still $3.49 in California. No, even, I mean, it's below $2 a gallon in the Southeast, and the Northeast is probably where you are, Jennifer, I mean, Kara. And Victoria, probably in the low twos, I'm going to guess, at this point.
I guessed up this weekend it was $2.39.
Yeah, that's still too much under the circumstances.
Really? That's pretty cheap.
Oh, yeah. No, for what they're paying for the oil now? No. Uh-uh. Walmart.
I'm vapors if I ever paid that low for gas.
Yeah. I know. Here in California, doesn't seem possible. But there weren't many people in the Costco line. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Was there anything on the shelves?
My dad went to Costco.
Paper, right?
My dad went, I think, on Friday, and he said there were some things missing, but he was able to get most of what he was there for.
Yeah.
So.
Walmart has shortened their hours. They're going to, I think I mentioned this a few minutes ago, restock and sanitize the stores. What a horrendous job that must be to try to do the sanitization in a store like that, these big box stores.
Yeah.
Most of the stores are operating at a shortened thing. I'm getting all kinds of tweets here. This new and that's new.
Funny going through my email. It was just, I think everyone experienced this too. I mean, you getting messages, everyone's email over the weekend was just any place you've ever been in your entire life. They were all sending emails about how they're dealing with it.
Right.
It's just
remember,
I can't believe, and think of how quickly things are changing too. I remember Friday we talked about it. I said, can you guys believe Nordstrom Rack sent me an email? I think I was just going, and now every retailer has.
So I see a note here. From my the pet care center back in Massachusetts, got a note from American again about our commitment. It'd be interesting to see how they bail these guys out because they'll be close. If this lasts for a month, it'll bankrupt them again.
One more thing that I think is kind of interesting, just to give you a little insight into the hospitals, because Jeff, my fiance, works at Kaiser, and he got called into work yesterday, and to remind you again, they have no confirmed cases of coronavirus at this particular Kaiser, which services the whole San Fernando Valley in California. And he got called in because a cardiologist called out for a week, so he had to go in and get people mobilized to start removing those appointments around. But they're also canceling, like, echocardiograms or scheduled cardiac procedures for people who are over 65. Now, I know that the coronavirus is a problem. I'm not trying. Well, I'm not trying to push this down at all. But heart disease is probably a bigger problem than coronavirus. People who are dying of heart-related problems, that number is higher than people dying of coronavirus. And the fact that they're not going to be able to give services to people who really need it, who are looking for cardiac procedures and they're over 60 or 65, to me, that makes no sense. It's like counterintuitive. I can see where they take the non-essential procedures and elective procedures that people are doing and cancel those. But if you need something like that and you're thinking you're sitting there with a ticking time bomb in your chest, does that make you feel good as you're sitting at home and self-quarantining? I don't know. I just,
I know that New York seems to make much sense to me. Anything elective, which makes sense, like you said.
Yeah, the
and anything that's
go.
Not, yeah, okay. Anything that's, that isn't elective necessarily, but is necessary, just not life-threatening. They've gotten rid of all those appointments because they're trying to keep as many beds open as possible. Not having enough ventilators is apparently a really big problem in a lot of New York hospitals right now. It's something that de Blasio was addressing yesterday. So, and you know, and if
addressing this, what's his fix? I always love these guys that blah 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 blah. Blah, blah,
I think they. Well, I think it's probably a budget thing, and it's also probably just the supply. They need more ventilators to have to be prepared.
There's going to be all kinds of money. Apparently, they throw money against the wall.
You know, like my dad's business associate is only 52. He has the coronavirus. He's in the hospital and he's on a ventilator. So apparently, if you get it bad enough, that is the only option is a ventilator. So that's why it even came up in the debate that Bernie and Biden were both talking about that. The supplies needed are just not really there, and a lot of hospitals are saying they're just not prepared. So maybe they're trying to do that at Kaiser. I don't know what the strategy is, but maybe that's it.
The CDC is taking drastic measures. Ken Kronhaus, the cardiologist who has been up in her work pretty much around the clock over the weekend down in Florida in his unit there, he says the key point is that the CDC has taken drastic measures. Not because things were already terrible, but they're trying to flatten the curve, as you said. And this is, I'm quoting him now, drastic measures have most effect early on. Main concern is demand for critical care beds, keeping up with the supply. And every country in the Northern Hemisphere has this challenge. Again, not much going on in the Southern Hemisphere, but plenty here. The debate you mentioned last night, Victoria, I watched most of it while I was packing up. I thought it was pretty flat. There was nothing there that excited me. I thought Joe Biden held his own well. I thought they were respectful of each other. There was nothing really new. It was the same sort of stuff back and forth.
Well, the only big announcement came out of it, the only real moment was Biden saying that he will have a female VP. And so that's the big moment that people, that's the headline, essentially. But I thought, you know, it's interesting. Biden, I think that Biden and Bernie were exactly the way that they've been for the last, you know, like 90,000 debates. Bernie comes out strong in the beginning, and Biden is usually kind of awful in the beginning, but then he kind of warms up. And I think that's exactly, I thought the second half of the debate was definitely a win for Biden. The first half was definitely a win for Bernie. And I think that's kind of how all of their debates go. It was so much more civilized. It was really nice to not have an audience. It was nice to have just two people talking and not yelling over each other. They engaged each other a lot, which I thought was good.
We're awful. They always are. I think that CNN is pathetic.
I thought they didn't do enough to actually challenge them. There were certain things, and I was watching it with my mom, and there were certain things that Biden said that, and Bernie, I mean, obviously I would challenge everything the party says, but there were certain things that Biden said, especially when talking about the coronavirus, and I said, well, what about da-da-da? And my mom's like, they need to have someone with at least a moderate perspective asking those questions. And my mom loves Biden, but she was listening to the questions. And I was like shouting back at the screen, and she's like, you know, someone with that perspective should be up there asking them questions, because no one's calling them out on the stuff that they're saying, or not even calling them out in an aggressive way, but just in a way that
following
challenges.
Following up on with questions. Yeah.
And I think that was kind of missing. And the other thing is, given the circumstances, maybe they couldn't have pushed a little harder with each other. I mean, there were a few moments where they went back and forth. But Bernie needed a standout moment to get any real traction. And maybe it was because of the circumstances that he was not able to get that. But I don't think he was able to get that.
Well, having to admit that all of the young people who love to go to his rallies, and he admitted that they just don't vote, that was a sad realization for, and whether it's Bernie or any other candidate, just saying, you know, all these young people love to go to the rallies, they love to show up, they love to phone bank and everything, and then they don't vote. That made me really sad, just for the state of America, for the future of the country. You know, what's the point in going to a rally? It's not a concert, you know, like, follow through, and the young vote is just not doing that, and that's too bad.
I went to the ignorance in this country. Again, we're searching for answers here. I've got a comment, but I want to first look at the stats. 61% of Democratic voters are in support of Biden at this point, 32% back Sanders, according to the Wall Street Journal NBC News poll that was released over the weekend. 2-1
about right.
For Biden. That's pretty much the bottom line.
But that feels pretty accurate, right? Just based on probably conversations you've had, I've had with people. Yeah.
So I decided that I wasn't, I spent time with Miles this weekend. I think everybody's depressed. Brendan's family is concerned because Sophie's mother she's sick, but she has had lung issues over her life, and they're doing everything they can to sort of mitigate what might be a problem. So they're all pretty much self-quarantined. So I decided I'd go to the movies. I was the only one in any of, I saw three movies. I was the only one in any of the theaters.
Winning. That's Corona winning is what it's called.
Well, yeah, exactly. And one of the things that I saw was a movie called Burden. It stars Forrest Whitaker and Tom, I know you remember his last name. This story, a very pertinent message about race relations in our country, and it's a true story, and I hope that it's not going to get lost in all of this stuff that's going on. A lot of big movies are being pushed back, as makes sense, because, like, I'm the only one in the theater. I actually
wasn't brave enough.
I wanted to. It was quiet, and there were nobody. I just wanted to be where there were no people, and I figured, okay. There's another one of those corny God movies, I still believe, that actually was kind of cute in a manner of speaking. It was, you know, once a year there's one of these that comes out. But it was okay.
That came in number two, by the way, at the box office.
I still believe. Yeah.
Is there anyone famous in that? I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Gary Sinise.
KJ, and KJ Apa from Riverdale, so you would know him.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
Britt, what's her face? Britt Robertson, I think.
Robertson.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, she was good. They were both nice, likable. He was a little over the top, but they were likable. The story was stuffy, but it was hopeful. There's a movie out with Annette Bening, and Bill Nye that's called Hope Gap, that, the best line that I remember from it, and it sort of tells the story, wraps it up. There were, the lady there, it's a sort of a threesome. Nye's unhappy with Annette Bening, and he finds love with this other lady. And so Annette Bening, who was very upset about all of it, not to give it away, confronts the woman. And the woman said, and this summarizes the movie, "When we all got together, there were three unhappy people. Now there's only one." And I thought that was pretty poignant, actually. That is... it happens sometimes in those things. But anyway, they're probably the movie theaters probably stay open, but they won't be. Depending on where you are,
I think they're reducing capacity.
It depends on where you are. Los Angeles is closed. New York City is closed. So it depends.
Today is National Artichoke Heart Day, a day to celebrate the chow down on these nutritious, delicious plants. Artichokes from the Mediterranean. One of the oldest foods in the world. The Greeks, the Romans ate them in the 8th century. Today, a lot of people eat them boiled or baked or steamed or grilled or fried. In America, 99.9% of the artichokes we buy are grown in California. In fact, the artichoke is the official state vegetable of California. Aren't you glad to hear that?
Really?
Huh. Yep. All right, Jen, tonight on TV...
All we have left, right? Yeah, all we have is television. American Idol is new tonight. It's Hollywood Week. That starts at 8 o'clock on ABC. On CBS, all new night. You Like Bulldoggy. That'll be at 10 o'clock. Before that, Welcome to the Neighborhood, Bob Hart's Abishola, and All Rise. Also new Supernatural and Roswell, new on the CW. And at 9-1-1, the midseason premiere is on Fox tonight at 8.
10 before the hour.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 4/4/20, see store or staples.com/marchprintdeals for details.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. So let's get right to it. Victoria Keelan is here with the first report regarding Comcast and T-Mobile and what they're going to do for the next month or two. What's up?
Yeah, this is actually some really good news. As we know, today pretty much marks the day that parents are working from home, kids are out of school. That means a whole lot of data is going to be used at home. If you think about how many kids are sitting at home on different screens, parents need to have an internet connection to work remotely, and so everybody's house, the data use is just going to go through the roof. And in response to that anticipation, Comcast and T-Mobile have actually suspended their internet data caps for the next 60 days, and then they're going to probably reassess and see where everybody is. Comcast says they're no longer going to charge any overage fees for home internet customers, which is really big because, like I said, everybody at home is going to be using data to the max. T-Mobile says it's removing all the data caps for its mobile customers. AT&T and Verizon have taken similar measures. If you want to know the specifics, you can go to the website or you can call them. It's probably easier to just go to the website, and I'm sure it's all laid out there for you. Comcast CEO said during this extraordinary time, it's vital that as many Americans as possible stay connected to the internet for education, for work, for personal health reasons. Our employees also live and work in virtually every community we serve, and so we share the same belief that it's our company's responsibility to step up and help out. That's some good PR for Comcast, which does not have a great reputation. The FCC announced that it had signed both Comcast and T-Mobile, as well as other firms in the broadband and telecom industry, to its Keep Americans Connected pledge. That pledge asks companies to suspend data caps due to a sharp spike in work-from-home policies, which now everyone's pretty much doing. In addition to suspending the data caps for 60 days, Comcast says it will also make Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots free throughout the country. So, Doug, this is great for you. As you're going to be traveling across the country, you can look for Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots, and that will be free. There is no charge to disconnect. There are no late fees or anything like that. And so Comcast will increase the internet speed of its Internet Essentials tier, which is targeted towards low-income families. That's essential because so many kids are going to have to be doing classes from home, and they will need the internet speed to be on par with the rest of their peers. So after 60 days, all the companies are going to reassess, and we'll see where we are.
Yeah, pretty practical approach. That's good news. People thinking about that a little bit ahead, that's good. Apple has moved their Worldwide Developers Conference completely online as a result of what the realities are. Let's catch up on that.
The Geek Out.
Apple announced late last week they were closing all retail stores worldwide. Apple also announced their June Worldwide Developer Conference will go all digital only, which is a huge deal because after the keynote, there are generally tons of group events for developers eager to get their hands on the new software Apple is rolling out. We'll keep you posted on the WWDC digital date here on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Attention, everyone. Dell's President's Day sale is still on with savings on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Save up to $400 on monumental tech deals, all with free shipping. Visit Dell.com/President's Day or call 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, Apple temporarily closing all its retail stores. What's the story behind the story there, Victoria, please?
Yeah, Apple says that they are closing all of the retail stores outside of Greater China until March 27th. This is the first major retailer in the U.S. to announce that they are just going to shut down all of the stores. Of course, the Apple Store app is still working. Customers who need customer support can go to support.apple.com. You can find an authorized repair shop that will remain open, and you can arrange also for mail-in service. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, said that Apple employees affected by the store's closing will still be paid, which is another big push that a lot of politicians have been talking about. The hourly workers who are no longer in the stores are still going to be paid as if it was a regular work week, which is huge because that helps people survive. Yeah. These are part-time workers. Apple also said that their committed donations to COVID-19 have reached $15 million so far, and that Apple is going to be matching the employee donations 2-to-1 to support response efforts locally, nationally, internationally. Apple's strongly encouraging employees to work from home if their job allows for it. And the interesting thing is Apple, as a retail store in the world, it ranks first in the U.S. for highest sales per square foot, which is really interesting. More than any other type, more than any clothing store or any other type of store, Apple is the number one for highest sales per square foot, which I thought was interesting. So they're obviously going to take a big hit by not having all that foot traffic, but it is the right thing to do.
Under the circumstances, we most all of us agree on that. 59 after the hour here, at your service and on your side. This is the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.